Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. There's more than 3.3 million people have cast ballots across North Carolina during the early voting period. In Columbus County, as of close of business Tuesday evening, 13,794 voters had visited county polls. Early voting goes on through Saturday for Tuesday's election. Polls are open from 8:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. through Friday evening. Saturday is the last day of early voting. Polls will be open from 8:30 until 3. Now, you can vote at any of the 5 early polls in the county if you're a registered voter. If you wait until Tuesday, that's election day, you must vote at your home precinct. An Old Stake Road resident was charged with growing marijuana and owning a handgun capable of fully automatic fire Monday. Dustin Randall Duncan, age 34, had a suppressed fully automatic 9mm handgun and 5 marijuana plants in his home, according to warrants. Duncan was previously convicted of felony breaking, entering, and larceny and was not legally allowed to own a firearm. See the story online for more. Two men were charged with drug offenses in unrelated cases Monday that came from traffic checkpoints. James Walter DiCicchio allegedly had marijuana and cocaine in his vehicle when he was stopped in North Wyville. Larry Lewis III was arrested on Jefferson Street after he allegedly tried to flee a checkpoint when he had narcotics and a concealed handgun in his vehicle, according to the sheriff's report. The Highway Patrol is seeking information on the hit-and-run death of a Fairbluff man. Jamal McMillan was hit at the corner of Academy and Elm Streets around 3 a.m. Sunday morning. Anyone with information about the wreck is asked to call 910-642-7169. There are all kinds of spooky things going on today, folks, if you're looking to go have some fun. It is Halloween, after all, and trunk-or-treats abound in our community. Trinity Baptist Church at 201 South Thompson Street in Whiteville is hosting trunk-or-treat from 5 until 8. Whiteville Police and Whiteville Firefighters have their trick-or-treat going on at the municipal building from 6 to 8 p.m. The Waccamaw-Simon Travel Center will have trunk-or-treat tonight from 6 until 9 at the tribal headquarters on Old Lake Road. One of the biggest events in the county, Southeastern Community College, is hosting its annual trunk or treat at the campus starting at 6 p.m. Thousands of children are expected to attend, so be sure you go early and bring your patients, because it should be a big fun crowd out there. There's all kinds of activities that go on with the trunk or treat at Southeastern. We appreciate them and Parks and Rec and the other groups that come together to bring this event every year. The Nightmare on Franklin Street featuring the Tunnel of Terror is back. Visitors are asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. All proceeds go to Samaritan's Purse. The Scary Good Time starts at 5:30 today at 413 South Franklin Street in Whiteville. Donations are being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene, but the needs list have become a little bit smaller, thankfully. The Sheriff's Office is no longer collecting donations. They completed their 6th trip to the mountains this week. The Columbus Baptist Association is only accepting cash donations to help fund operations and buy heaters. Now, the CBA also needs volunteers to help pack 500 brand new coats this Saturday. Volunteers with irons are also needed to help put patches on the coats. Contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.